Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, Dave Clemens once again with my friend Carol Stiles once again.
Once again.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You're the interim executive director for Stroke Awareness Oregon.
That I am.
And May is a special month?
May is a very special month because it's National Stroke Awareness Month. And each month we take the opportunity to recognize the importance of stroke education, recognizing the signs of stroke through BeFast, as well as acknowledging the difficult journey that stroke families have.
The interesting thing about stroke, you probably have this on the top of your head, on how many, not necessarily how many people have strokes, but how many people are impacted by stroke. Doesn't like pretty much everybody knows somebody or will know someone that's had a stroke?
Pretty much. I'm surprised, Dave, when I go out in the community and I do our Stroke 101 education presentations, I can have 50 people or 10 people in a room. I ask the question, how many of you know who somebody who's had a stroke? 90% of the people will raise their hands.
Right.
You can hardly walk down the street without running into somebody who's been impacted by stroke.
Strokes vary in not just how severe they are, but the type of stroke as well, right?
That is true. There are three types. First is the ischemic, which is a blockage in the brain. Interestingly enough, for every 1 minute your brain is without oxygen and nutrition, you lose 2 million brain cells.
Wow.
And at this stage of the game, I cannot afford that.
Right, that was my first thought, too. I was like, well, that'd be very bad for me.
So the ischemic stroke is where there's a blockage. The other kind of stroke is a hemorrhagic stroke, and those are treated entirely differently. And then there's a thing called a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, and those are very brief, could be seconds to a couple of minutes. It may be weakness on one side of the body, a vision problem, a word salad for a little bit, and then it passes. And here's the danger. People go, oh, I'm fine. I'm always fine. But that's oftentimes the precursor to the big one.
Oh.
So we tell people, if you have what you think is an ischemic stroke, get yourself to the ER and get checked out so that you can begin working with the doctor to make sure you don't have the big one.
We've always talked about how time is brain, is what you taught me, meaning if you're having a stroke, you need to get to the doctor immediately, right?
Yes, sir.
What are the signs? How do you know if someone's having a stroke?
Well, that's why we use the mnemonic BFAST. So B stands for balance, and it's not just equilibrium, but you may just kind of tip and walk into walls on one side of your body or another. I is the E in B, and that will be a sudden blindness, a sudden double vision, something happens with your vision, you may not be able to focus. F stands for face, and that's a real common sign, which is drooping face on one side or the other. That's very obvious, of course. A stands for arm or one-sided weakness. We ask people to put their arms out in front of them, and typically the one side that's will indicate that they won't be able to hold that arm up, or they'll have weakness in the leg.
Gotcha.
S stands for speech, and that can be word salad, that can be the inability to articulate. And then T, and this is critical. If you see those signs, obviously call 911. And we're pretty clear that it's more important to call 911 than put somebody in the car and drive them to the ER for two reasons. One, as soon as the EMTs get there, you have medical attention, and they can call ahead to the hospital. They'll start assessing you, so you're ahead of the game when you get to the ER. But the other thing is, if you come in an ambulance, you go to the front of the line, and you get that immediate attention.
Right, because they know this is
Yeah, you've got time. About 4 hours with an ischemic stroke from the time of onset of symptoms to treatment that will make a difference.
All right. You guys have a website if someone wants to learn more about stroke and all that.
We absolutely do. It's www.strokeawarenessoregon.org. We have all kinds of information. We have support groups for stroke families. Or you can call us up and we'll talk to you on the phone.
All right. So we got about a minute to talk about this event that's coming up. Do we want to talk about this?
Absolutely. So May is our big fundraiser, and we're doing something entirely different this year with an event called Leading with a Purpose. And we have brought together three prominent businessmen who are very successful in Central Oregon, and they are also community leaders, and they will be sharing their stories. Those gentlemen are Hayden Watson of Hayden Homes, Kevin Spencer of Empire Construction, and Matt Thomas of Subaru of Bend, and Tammy Bainey will facilitate a panel discussion with them.
Oh,
it should be great.
I'm going.
Information. We can't wait to see you.
Yeah, I'm going. Where does it take place at?
It's at the Tether Rope Pavilion on May 13th. From 4 to 7, we'll have little cocktails and a little conversation, and then we'll get rolling with our program. And tickets are available on our website, or call me. I'll get them for you.
Okay, sounds good. I've been talking to Carol Stiles. She's the Interim Executive Director for Stroke Awareness Oregon. I feel like I've been calling you that for a long time. At what time do they decide that you're just the Executive Director? Because you were before.
I was. Right. I helped start the organization. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking for someone to take your place.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll throw that out there too. Get more information at the website. Carol, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, Dave, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Give me the website one more time.
www.strokeawarenessoregon.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.